You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. You know, it's been kind of crazy. We had some classes during the normal scheduled time, but now this is the new scheduled time that was not announced on any form of social media whatsoever. But it's close enough, right? 11 to 12, whatever. New time for season 6. Back to what it was last year. Alternating Thursdays at noon. Here we go. Alternating with Strike the Box. Great show. Be here next week for 2 hours. Great sound. It's like everything I want my sound to be. Only better? I don't know. Season 6. I was referring to last season, which was the summer, as season 4. For some reason. I don't really know. I think I was not counting like a summer or something like that. So it was really season 5. And this is season 6. And that makes me happy. I really want this show. I'm a senior. This is the first semester of senior year, right? I really want this show to have the number of seasons of my two favorite television shows, which, of course, are The West Wing and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, both of which had pretty outstanding 7th seasons and pretty mediocre 6th seasons. Buffy was interesting, right? Buffy was weird. It really experimented. That was when it was on, what's the name of the channel? It combined with the CW to be the... Or no, it combined with WB to be the CW. That was Una something. It's not Univision. It's not Uniglow. Okay, whatever. It went on that channel for the first time, and it was originally like there were 5 seasons of Buffy, and like the 5th season like ended pretty conclusively, and then they were like, here we go, it's 2 more. And it was like weird. But then, like, season 7 was, like, great, but season 6 was just, like, what's going on? And then, like, West Wing had, like, a similar thing, but it wasn't canceled. I think they just ran out of ideas, and then they started doing the presidential primary thing. Actually, I would say season 6 of The West Wing is better than season 5. Whatever. Season 6 of this show is going to be probably all right. What are we going to do in season 6? What are we going to do today? Today is going to be microcosm of season 6. We're going to do normal stuff. We're going to do Astro Hour stuff. We're going to play some Blondie. We're going to maybe take a BuzzFeed quiz if I get bored. I'm probably going to scroll through Twitter to find something to talk about at some point. I'm going to talk about how stressed I am because I don't think I slept last night. We're going to play more music. Sounds great. Let's do that. So we already played some Jack White. There we go. That's classic Astro Hour right here. What's next? Oh, it's ABBA. Great. It's a song that I've been listening to nonstop for like the past 3 weeks because for some reason it reminds me of vampires. Here we go! That was the Talking Heads with Slippery People off of Stop Making Sense, a song that I think I've listened to once a day, every day, for the past month and a half. That sounds about right to me. I don't even try. It just, you know, it just comes up in my head where I'm just like, I should listen to Slippery People right now. And it hasn't always, I feel like I just go through phases where I find my favorite song from Stop Making Sense and it just keeps changing over and over and over again. I've stopped watching it every day. There was a period maybe last month where I was watching at least a solid 6 or 7 minutes of Stop Making Sense every single day. And that's since gone away. Before that was Boogie with Stu by Led Zeppelin off of Physical Graffiti. And before that was If It Wasn't for the Nights by ABBA, an amazing song that makes me think of vampires. There are a weird amount of songs here that make me think of vampires. But also dance tune. Like, this is this playlist that I've got queued up. I'm proud of this one. I'm proud of this one. There's some good stuff in here. There's some good stuff coming in later. I mentioned earlier that a thing that we do often on the show, usually when I have guests, because that leads to some more dialogue, is that I do a BuzzFeed quiz. I'm looking at them. I don't know if BuzzFeed has gotten too formulaic now, or I've just noticed it. I mean, it's always been formulaic, but it was kind of fun formulaic. Now I'm just looking at them, and I'm just like, none of these are interesting me. Honestly, they're all kind of annoying me. What would your meta-human ability be based on the Sunday you create? Is something that I would normally jump at the ability to answer, or the opportunity to have answered. And I did, and I got super speed. But I was just bored going through it. It's like, okay, I'm making a sundae. They didn't have any interesting flavors. Pick 7 random things and we'll tell you which Harry Potter character you are. Okay, fine. And then I started answering the questions. And I was like, these are all very boring questions. By random things, they literally just meant random things. Like, what's your favorite color? That's dumb. How's that going to tell me what Harry Potter character I am? Also, how much do I really care what Harry Potter character I am? Or at least what BuzzFeed tells me that my favorite, or not favorite, which I don't even know what that means. Whatever. And then lastly, there's one that's these Parks and Rec questions will reveal what your moral alignment is. On one hand, I'm very happy that the moral alignment system from D&D has, like, caught on into, I guess it's become a meme, right? But also, it's such a bad system. It doesn't make any sense. Whatever. I just got annoyed by these BuzzFeed quizzes. It's always been a bad bit anyway, right? It's always been kind of the last-ditch effort of, we need something to talk about. Let's do a BuzzFeed quiz. So I guess it's kind of good that I'm over it. But now I have no idea what to talk about. Whoa, what was this last one? Wait, there's a weird Moana one. What? Eat a bunch of food from Culver's and... No. I'll tell you what character from Moana you are. That doesn't even make sense. Okay. So we're done with BuzzFeed quizzes. We're closing this chapter of the Astro Hour. Probably until the next time I have a guest on and we have nothing to do. And in that case, it's probably fun. Because then you get to, like, poke and prod them for answers, right? There was one here that I thought was kind of racist, too. It was, I'm not even going to get into it. It's not as good as the BuzzFeed quiz I made, which answered which Paul Giamatti you are. I'm proud of that one. I'm very proud of that one. You can find that one somewhere. I don't have the link anywhere. It's not a good quiz. It's just kind of funny. It's funny for the sole reason that the answer to every question is Paul Giamatti, but no one notices that because everyone only takes the quiz once. So if you take the quiz once, you get Paul Giamatti, and you're like, oh, and you don't realize that that's the only answer. Whatever. Here's some more music, and it's gonna get better, this show, once music is playing. This is 915 Different Phone Medford. This is the Astro Hour, and here is Dave Bowie.
Go. to hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, brother, baby. There's my fever lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul. Come, brother, baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come, brother, baby. I'll sleep with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Golden years. Golden years. Come, brother, baby. Some of these days and it won't be long. Gonna drive back down where you once belonged. In the back of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, we've gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I'll believe all the way. Run
for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come brother, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stay with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go,
go.
Give you my love, I'm gonna give you my love, hey.
just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
That was the Velvet Underground at Sunday Morning. Before that was Hozier covering A Whole Lot of Love. Before that was David Bowie with Golden Years, a song that I had not heard until this week. I had never listened to Station to Station before. I don't know how I'd gotten that way. Honestly, I think I had started it. I went through a really big Bowie phase in high school, maybe like 4 years ago, a little more than 4 years ago. And I had started it and got weirded out, I think. You know how it has the train sounds at the beginning of Station to Station, like the track Station to Station? And you're just like, what is this? But then, like, once you get, like, 2 minutes in, like, it hits you with that, like, ba-dum. Oh, so good. I love it. And then he kind of, like, ruins it a little bit, and then he gets back into it, and it's better. So Bowie. So good. So good. That song also featured in the Hank Green book, An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, that came out 2 days ago. And I didn't know about that either. It's so serendipitous. So serendipitous. Golden Years, not Station to Station. Station to Station as an album kind of still freaks me out. But I like it. I like it. I listened to it for the first time the other day. That was fabulous. What else was I saying about Bowie? Flight of the Conchords? Jermaine Clement's David Bowie impression? A lot of things flying around in my brain right now. I don't think I slept last night. Did I mention this? I think I mentioned this. Here's a PSA. Community Day at Tufts, co-sponsored with the cities of Medford and Somerville, Sunday, September 30th. Residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 16th annual Community Day at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. The event will take place on the academic quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicap accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel. Community Day will be held rain or shine. That's kind of strange. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day, a public service message from Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Go to that. I went to that as a child, I think, once or twice. Because I grew up around here, which is how I'm able to do all these summer sessions. Fun fact, have I mentioned this? I feel like I end up mentioning that to Tufts people at least once a day. That I grew up around here. But it's cool, and it's a, you know, Tufts exists here and is an important part of both Medford and Somerville, right? And I don't think in any way that Tufts is a bad thing for Medford and Somerville. But the more that Medford and Somerville can kind of squeeze out good stuff like this from Tufts, the better, right? Like, yeah, sure, Tufts should pay for some pumpkins for kids to paint. Sounds great to me. I hope. Is painting pumpkins fun? I know carving pumpkins. To me, painting pumpkins always kind of seemed like the cheap, the poor man's jack-o'-lantern, you know? Why not just carve a pumpkin? You know, I've never actually carved a pumpkin myself. I always used to, like, it was always my dad who would do it. I want to do that. I want to carve a pumpkin. And now I need to think about pumpkin designs. Where would I put a pumpkin? I don't know. It's going to get smashed. If I make a jack-o'-lantern on campus, it's going to get smashed by somebody. That's sad. That's very sad. I could put it in my room if I had fake candles. Yeah, it's still kind of nice. I'll do that. Yeah, sure. I'll make a jack-o'-lantern. That's going to be my project for the next couple weeks. What else? I had a list of things I was going to talk about. I was searching the internet. Oh, I took that alignment test, the BuzzFeed one, the Parks and Rec, what is my moral alignment, even though I think the moral alignment system's bad. And it is bad. But I am also lawful good, and it said that I was lawful good. And that makes sense to me. That was all. Then my only other thing that I have written down is not Twitter, because the only thing my Twitter is talking about right now is this hearing going on right now that many people probably have are listening to on C-SPAN. And that doesn't match my vibe right now. I don't want to do that. Right now I'm feeling like I need some lightheartedness to avoid the stress. And so that's what we're doing. So not Twitter. I got that in all caps, right? I just have a text file open of just random things to talk about. And not Twitter is right at the top. So there we go. We're going to listen to some more music right now. All right, here's a song that is from the very depths of my heart.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along, footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along,
we'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan. I'm moving right along.
You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. Signs of men.
Yeah, welcome on the same post that says come back again.
Moving right along. Nice town.
Footloose and
That was Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere. One of my favorite songs off the later albums. Later, can you call Tango in the Night later? I don't know. Not Rumors. That's really what I mean. Not Rumors. Before then, it was Gone Daddy Gone by the Violent Femmes. Before that was Get Back by the Beatles, which while listening to that, I kind of realized I think it's my favorite Beatles song. I've been trying to answer that question for a while. I think that might take the cake. The next one I listen to, I'm certain I'm going to be like, oh, this is my favorite Beatles song. But for now, favorite Beatles song. Before that was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. Fabulous song. Before that, of course, was Moving Right Along by Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. It's interesting that the article is there in Kermit's name. Kermit the Frog, but he's not Fozzie the Bear or Miss the Piggy. My friend and I were having a conversation about articles the other day, a very small conversation, and when TV shows do and do not have the article before their names, The House of Cards is not the name of the show. The name of the show is House of Cards. The Friends is not the name of the show. Mr. Seinfeld. I came up with that one. I liked that one. Mr. Seinfeld. Changes the show completely. Changes the show completely. Thank you so much for listening to the Astro Hour today, folks. I personally feel as though this was a nice creative outlet for me in what is a very busy and exhausting day. We're going to do one more song in just a minute. And then I'm going to go off and have a nice smoked salmon on a bagel. Hopefully, if Kosher Deli, Tufts Kosher Deli, is open, which this month, who knows when it's open? Who knows when it's open? Except anyone who bothers to check a calendar. But I don't. I'm just going to go show up and hopefully grab me some smoked salmon before my next class. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great, great episode. Hopefully we'll have more stuff to talk about next time. Or else I'm probably going to run out of music soon, because honestly, I think I just went through every artist that I know. Here is an artist that is featured multiple times on the show. Wouldn't be an episode, wouldn't be a season premiere without a Blondie tune. So here we go with the Blondie tune. You've been listening to 915 Domophone Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach Going. Thank you so much. And here is Blondie.